My name is Nick Otis, KBPS class of 2026. You're listening to the voice of the Portland Public Schools, AM 1450, KBPS Portland, online at kbps.am.
Good morning. The time is 11:01. I'm Elizabeth Rose reporting live in the KBPS News Center on Summer Sound 2025. The entire Oregon coast has been under a tsunami advisory this morning after one of the biggest earthquakes ever recorded on Earth struck yesterday afternoon in the Pacific Ocean. The magnitude 8.8 quake hit on the other side of the Pacific Ocean near Russia. It sent waves around the world to places like Hawaii and the West Coast. Some minor flooding has been reported in places hit by waves that were reportedly several feet high. No initial damage or injuries have been reported in Oregon. The National Weather Service in Portland recommends that people on the coast should continue to avoid the beach and avoid harbors and marinas for now. The tsunami advisory is no longer in effect, but it's still a good idea to be cautious and stay safe out there. We'll keep you updated on this developing story throughout the morning on KBPS. Are Oregonians really this lame? The Oregonian asked yesterday after seeing that vanilla is Oregon's most purchased ice cream flavor. Instacart, a popular grocery delivery service, published data about what each state's favorite ice cream flavor is. Vanilla wasn't just Oregon's favorite, though, as Instacart said it made up 27% of all ice cream purchased last summer nationwide. Some Oregonians might be surprised by this, as Portland alone has so many awesome ice cream shops with unique flavors like Foresta, a gelato made with juniper berries and new growth fir needles, or Circus Friends, salted caramel, or matcha mochi. But just personally, I'd like to come to the defense of vanilla ice cream. Vanilla is awesome. You can put it in between two cookies and make a sandwich. You can make a homemade berry compote to put on it. You can make a milkshake, or you can just eat it as it is. It's delicious. Mark your calendar for the Benson Tech Community Celebration coming up on Saturday, September 13th. From noon to 4 p.m., there will be tours, an activity fair, class reunions, food trucks, and Benson merch, and live music by students. This event is a wonderful opportunity for current and future Astros, their families, alumni, and community to engage, see the newly renovated Benson, and learn about what's happening at Benson Tech. Again, that is noon to 4 p.m. on September 13th at Benson Tech, 546 Northeast 12th Avenue. For more information, please visit the Benson Polytechnic High School group on Facebook or email the Benson Polytechnic High School Alumni Association at info@bensontechalumni.org. Portland Parks and Rec Free Lunch and Play will have free lunch, crafts, and games at many Portland parks today. Arts in the Park will be at Montevilla, Ventura, Raymond, and Irving Parks this week from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. From noon to 1 p.m., McCoy Park will be hosting the Portland Trailblazers Rip City Hoops Youth Basketball Program, a program dedicated to provide a safe and fun environment for youth to learn basketball. And at 11:30 to 12:30, Gateway Discovery Park will be hosting Priz Magic, balloon animals, face painting, and even an aerialist performance. For fans of music and the opera, Portland Opera a la carte will be at Pioneer Courthouse Square from noon till 1. This will be the fourth year of the Portland Opera performing free shows in the square. Again, that's at noon and seems really cool. You should definitely go check it out. You've been listening to Summer Sound on AM 1450 and KBPS.am. Make sure to stay tuned for the weather, and then after the weather, we will be having an interview with former sports editor Austin White, and you should definitely stay tuned for that. Again, weather right after this.
WorkSource Oregon Employment Department presents Your Career, Your Choice. Picking out a career requires some decisions. First, choose a goal. Select a field that interests you, such as teaching, technology, or biology. Explore your options. Take an interest or aptitude test to find out what specific careers are related to your interest. Identify alternatives. Narrow your list to a reasonable number, say 2 to 4 interesting occupations. Weigh alternatives. Decide on one option that best fits your goals and will have the most positive effect on your life. Create an action plan. How are you going to achieve this goal? What education do you need? And how are you going to get it? And take action. Actively bring the action plan to reality. Set a timeline and make sure you follow it. Follow these steps and you'll increase your potential for a successful career. Your career, your choice. A service of WorkSource Oregon Employment Department. For more information, visit our website at workinginoregon.org.
You're likely listening to this at home, in your car, or somewhere warm. How would you feel if you were left in the bitter cold all night long? chained up. Please, take your dogs inside. Your dog is not going to be smarter or tougher because you make him suffer. Your dog is your partner. Treat him like a partner. If you're not respecting your animals, you're not respecting yourself. Do not leave your animals out in the cold. Please visit PETA.org to learn more.
Portland weather.
The forecast for today is mostly sunny with a high of 90 degrees. Tonight, it'll get cloudy with an overnight low of 62. Tomorrow, you can expect some rain and a high of 80. Currently, it is cloudy and 71 degrees in the Rose City. And in Lincoln City on the coast, it is breezy and 66 degrees. Next up, we have Billy Idol, White Wedding, and make sure to stay tuned with that interview with Austin White. Thank you so much for listening.